Taimane is a young ukulele virtuoso who's always looked for ways to incorporate her music into a broader message. For that, you need a stage and a setting that can accommodate big ideas. In a couple of months, she'll be incorporating some of those ideas into a musical and theatrical odyssey called The Elements. It's her Hawaii theater debut, and she's in our studio to share some music and tell us about this latest step forward in her evolution. Good morning, Taimane.
Good morning, Chris.
That little excerpt we just heard, you've already played enough notes for one day, haven't you?
Probably for a couple days, really.
Yeah.
That one was Mercury, Messenger of the Gods, so it kind of makes sense that he's pretty quick.
He's fleet of foot, right?
Exactly.
Well, it's always been part of your music, trying to really tell a story with it and make it more than just some notes, yeah?
Definitely. Well, as you know, I've always been interested in the planets, but I'm really excited for this next show. We're kind of going from the planets into the elements.
Uh-huh.
And so there's going to be a song for each element, and I'm doing five elements. I'm not going to say what is the fifth element.
Okay.
But I'm quite excited. Of course, I have to make it super theatrical and have a bunch of dancers and a bunch of different elements in it.
Right.
So I'm really excited for it.
Well, you're also, you're doing choreography in addition to the music, is that right?
Somewhat, yeah. Just, blocking here and there, but I'm having some dancers come in and do most of the choreography, and I would just sit there and just say, I really like that, or, I guess it's more of producing a show.
Mm-hmm.
I love, being the boss and seeing this vision come to life, and so having it be at Hawaii Theater is going to be a huge step for me personally and for my career.
Well, it's part of any venue is filling the room with your music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And accommodating, sort of making, you almost make the room a part of your instrument if it's a really good sounding room, right?
Definitely. The ambience, but also the energy from the audience is very important for us musicians because we have this, symbiotic relationship of sharing energy. And so, when you have an audience there who's really into what you're doing, it really electrifies the place.
Yeah. Did you have the experience earlier in your career when the audience was not
definitely
giving you much help?
I still do, I would say it's actually a little harder to impress people nowadays because you see amazing things every day on your phone, but you just accept it. You can call it paid practice. But it's a good ego lesson for you to not take things personally. Which I think is good.
And also maybe that a good response from an audience is not something that happens automatically, right?
Exactly. And I've learned that if you play something soft, you're not going to get the same reaction for if you play something really fast. And it doesn't mean that they're not enjoying it. It's just more of maybe an internal appreciation for something soft that you've played.
Yeah. And if you play a slow tune, maybe you have to set up the audience to be patient enough to sit through it, right? We give them some fast tunes, and then the slow tune comes as a relief. That's all part of it.
Exactly. One of my albums, Ukulele Dance, was great, but it was also quite exhausting to listen to just because it was like crazy ukulele music.
Everything's up-tempo. Yeah.
Exactly. And so my most recent album, We Are Made of Stars, I've kind of learned that the slow songs, like you said, are a relief for the brain to kind of take in what just happened.
Yeah. And if you sort of, it takes a certain state of mind to really enjoy a ballad, but when you're in the right state of mind for a slow tune, it can be terrific.
Exactly. Especially if there's a story to it. That's why I like to add little stories to my songs and then explain it so people can get on the same wavelength as you and enjoy the ride.
Well, here's something that isn't a song yet, but when Taimane came in this morning, I showed her some chord changes and said, what would you play to this? So this is kind of a song that is not yet born, right? Let's just see what comes up.
It's called Jamming at 8:20 a.m.
Okay, good. See, it had everything but a title before.
Thank you.
Hey, that was fun, Taimani. Thanks for that.
No worries. It's definitely different playing a song in the morning.
Well, what I like about that and the reason I wanted to do that was that I've always thought you had a real sense of adventure in your music. Fair to say?
Oh, definitely. I'm sure you can notice with my prancing and staring people down when I play music.
Yes. Well, don't ever stop, Taimani. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me, Chris and Bethann. It's great to be in the conversation.
Taimani will perform a musical and theatrical odyssey, The Elements, on Friday, March 25th. It's her Hawaii Theater debut. You can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.